This is Morning Edition on Vermont Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Mitch Wertlieb. A renovated Gutterson Fieldhouse for the UVM hockey team and a new basketball venue for the Catamounts. These are at the heart of a multi-purpose center project for the University of Vermont, approved recently by the UVM Board of Trustees, which greenlighted the project. And joining me now in our VPR studios for details is Jeff Shulman, UVM's athletic director. Jeff, thanks for coming in.
Glad to be with you, Mitch.
So, location, first of all, for this project, it's really been of intense interest. And I know there was talk originally of having new arenas built closer to downtown Burlington. Looks like this project, though, will expand and create a new space right where the GUT, as it's affectionately known, and Patrick Jim are right now. Why was this current location decided on to be the place?
Well, we've been talking about major facility improvements for many, many years, and have explored lots of different options along the way, including potentially partnering with the City of Burlington or the City of South Burlington. In talking to our constituents, students, alumni, faculty, staff, donors, a couple things became really clear to me. One was that people really wanted our facilities to remain on campus. The other was that there really is sort of a strong emotional connection that our community, in the broadest sense, feels to Gutterson Fieldhouse, to the GUT. You know, it's sort of, I refer to it as our Fenway Park, and I don't want to offend any Red Sox fans, present company included.
None taken.
But we felt the same way about Gutterson. Basketball, you know, we've loved Patrick Jim, and we've had some incredible moments in Patrick Jim, but we really felt like it was time for a new venue for our men's and women's basketball programs. And then it's really important for listeners to understand that this is more than just an athletic project. The new facility will have about six times the amount of square footage dedicated to non-varsity activities, so close to 100,000 square feet for that. That's why we call it multi-purpose. There's also academic spaces in the project, study lounges, a juice bar. It's going to be a pretty special project that'll really touch all corners of our campus.
But when it does come to the GUT and Patrick Gymnasium, remind us about what the capacity is for those arenas currently, when they were built, and how much this project will expand those places.
The core of our athletic complex was built in 1963, when the university had a student body of just over 3,000. We now have over 10,000 undergrads, more graduate students, and obviously faculty and staff. So that's certainly part of the case of why this is so needed. The capacity question is an interesting one, and Gutterson is obviously being renovated. The capacity of the GUT will be very similar to what it is, right, roughly around 4,000. The event center, which is where we'll play men's and women's basketball, is going to be slightly larger than the capacity of Patrick Jim, which is about 3,200 right now. But we made a very intentional decision not to dramatically grow the capacities in the new spaces. And one of the things we've learned from colleagues that have built facilities recently, oftentimes they'll tell me that they love their new facility, but they wish it had 1,000 less seats because they're playing in front of a lot of empty seats on a regular basis. And part of our identity as an athletic program, particularly hockey and basketball over the years, has been playing in front of large, packed houses, enthusiastic crowds, and we didn't want to lose that.
How much will it cost? How is it being paid for?
So our agreement with the Board of Trustees is that we will raise a minimum of $30 million for the project. The total project cost is $95 million. And the remainder of the project will be financed through other university sources, including deferred maintenance funds and debt financing as well.
Will this affect tuition rates for students coming to UVM?
I do think there'll be additional student fees associated with this project. We don't have an exact dollar amount on that right now. But it's an investment that our community really needs to make. I met with our Student Government Association a couple weeks ago. They were very excited about the project. We know from surveys that many of our students actually have memberships to local health clubs because our facilities aren't able to meet their needs. So, yes, you know, like any big project on a college campus, there is going to be additional costs borne by the students. But we have a very active student body, students who care about health and wellness and fitness and recreation. And, you know, I can't speak for all of them, but I know that many of our students will feel good about this project.
What about dates for the building, some of the construction target dates that you're hoping for?
So we hope to be under construction this winter. We're still finalizing our permit. And as I said, we're actively engaged in fundraising as well. Our goal is to be have the hockey and basketball playing in renovated Gutterson and the new event center for the 21 athletic season, and then the remainder of the project, the health, wellness, fitness side of it, to come online during that 2021 academic year.
Jeff Shulman is UVM's athletic director. Thank you so much for the time, Jeff.
Thanks, Mitch. Been great to be with you.